USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Opening the Senate on Monday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says the United States must find a responsible middle ground in dealing with the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
We cannot go back to April, and we cannot go right back to normal. We need new routines, new rhythms, and new strategies for this new middle ground.
McConnell also encouraging everyone to wear a face mask outside their homes. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says President Trump and the Vice President were never briefed on alleged intelligence involving Flush and Bounties.
There is no consensus within the intelligence community on these allegations, and in effect, there are dissenting opinions from some in the intelligence community with regards to the veracity of what's being reported.
McEnany saying the president is briefed on verified intelligence. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's health care costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
States are continuing to be on the defense as coronavirus cases continue to rise. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story from Washington.
Coronavirus continues to surge in a number of U.S. states, especially in the West and in the South. That includes Florida, where another 8,500 COVID-19 cases were reported yesterday, after a record nearly 9,600 new cases were reported on Saturday. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says he is rethinking his decision to allow bars to reopen.
And in the instances where we've seen outbreaks tied to establishments like that, it has invariably been because they packed so many people in and created the type of environment that we're trying to avoid.
A Virginia man is $100,000 richer after a trip to the store to get hot dogs. The man telling lottery officials he decided to pick up the last-minute cash 5 ticket while at the store earlier this month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Mississippi's House and Senate lawmakers on Sunday voted with bipartisan support to change the state flag by removing a Confederate battle emblem that's broadly condemned as racist. Republican Governor Tate Reeves says he'll sign the bill and the state flag will lose its official status as soon as he signs it. These Mississippi voters tell Fox News this is a great sign for their state.
We're the last state in the union to have a Confederate emblem on our flag. If Mississippi can make a drastic change like that, we can do anything. And I'm very excited about what we're going
to
do next.
To be in this moment where young people have literally pushed the envelope and said, hey, there's this moment that is pregnant with opportunity.
Some hand sanitizers from Mexico have toxic ingredients and people are dying in the United States. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
3 people in New Mexico have died. 1 has been blinded and 3 others are in critical condition after drinking hand sanitizer that was tainted with methanol. On June 19th, the FDA released a list of hand sanitizer brands that have found to contain methanol. They say don't use it because it's toxic. Most of the hand sanitizers on the list were produced by a Mexico-based company called Ecbiochem. The FDA recommends consumers stop using the hand sanitizers and dispose of them in the trash. Do not pour them down the drain.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.